Oh, you're not gonna. Okay, cool.
It's gonna be done in a second.
This is gonna be a good time. It, I have it turned off right now, yep.
No, you put it on the.
Yeah, all the way to the top. Yeah. And then you press the little camera, the record button up top.
Hey, buddy.
No, it's the, so on the back. You see the little, circle.
The red circle.
Yeah.
The
only
thing about
and,
this
and, and then like a little, then like a little red light will turn on at the top.
I'm not gonna lift. I'm not gonna eat like usual. I'm off all the supplements.
Yeah, but you didn't drink a lot.
Yeah.
Testing.
Testicles. Testies.
Oh, dude.
Testies. Am I doing the intro? Or you doing the intro?
We can both do it. I guess I'll start it.
Okay.
Should we be looking? Well, I guess we look at the camera. Or look at.
Yeah, start. Right, look at the camera. Cool. I mean, you don't have to. You have to look anywhere.
You look
just
at me whenever you're talking to me.
Yeah. Okay.
With the camera.
What if I look? Okay, sorry.
Too many places to look. All right, we ready?
Everything's rolling.
Ready to go? I guess we'll do three. We're gonna be countdown.
Oh my fuck!
Everything is recording right
okay.
now.
Okay. Sunday sit down, episode 5.
4.
Four.
I think.
3.
Stop
2.
Tapping the table.
Sorry guys. Force of habit. So, Mr. Guest, Joseph Amendola.
A.K.A. Jake.
Call me Jake.
Call me Jake. Cool. We got our co-host, Brandon Dudley.
Morning.
And myself. And we have Hunter behind the camera, too. You can't see him because he's behind the camera.
You want to see me?
Doing a lot of work back there.
A lot of good work.
Sure.
Holiday edition, sponsored by Budweiser.
We have a new sponsor every single week because, you know, we're drink whores.
We still got the energy drink, still got the caffeine. Not officially sponsored yet. But, so welcome to the episode, Jake. Glad to have you.
Thank you. This is going to be a good time. I'm already having a good time. It's a great day.
It's a nice weather out today, right?
Well, yeah, it could be better, but it's good.
Nice. So, Jake, before we start, so we have a bunch of stuff to go over, but we kind of want to get to know you a little bit, too, for the audience.
Sure.
So, Jake, tell us about what do you do?
Current day job, architect, not official. Still taking my test to be an official architect. So, I guess you call me an architect in training. But
architect training.
Yes. Work at an architect firm here in Jacksonville. And when I'm not all dressed up doing architecture drawings, I am lifting with you guys.
A superhero.
Oh, yeah.
At night. Yeah. So architecture, that was my whole background in school. And that's what I really love doing besides lifting.
Where'd you go to school?
Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Scranton, like the office Scranton?
Yes, Scranton, like the office Scranton.
Nice.
The school was Marywood University. They had an architecture program, just started when I was there. My fifth year was the year I got accredited. So, graduated, got the degree, and 2 years in D.C. at a firm there, and then I moved down here.
Nice.
Wait, what made you move down to Florida? Yeah.
Question.
Okay.
Pennsylvania.
Big difference.
If
or Washington, D.C.
If you've ever been in D.C., the traffic is ridiculous.
And Florida's better?
Well.
I guess it depends time.
But, traffic was horrible. Cost of living was ridiculous. And, you know, just there's a beach here.
That's
that
true.
True.
A lot of people come for the beach.
Yeah.
No nude beach, though. I'm looking forward to one of those.
Yeah.
And nude beach, would you say?
Oh, yeah. Nude beaches are good. They have one in Miami. Mostly old people, but
a newbie, a nude,
a nude.
It's like
nude,
like
naked.
Is there are they making a new beach?
Yeah, like butt cheeks out.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
I've had one in Barcelona.
Not in Jack's too, but I mean, so let's dive a little bit into the.
did that pick up? What was that clear?
As day.
Cool. Super clear. So tell us about your powerlifting career too. Let's
power lifting. Let's get into.
Let's get into it.
How'd you get started?
Well,
that's a good question too, because I'm sure like. You probably started just like benching like everybody else, right?
Yeah.
Normal bench.
Okay, so there's a good topic to start right there. Benching. Where I grew up in Northeast PA, the big thing as your like social status as a guy, who's got the biggest bench? You know?
Yeah.
That's if this guy's benching 300, oh, well, I gotta beat him. And that's how you were really ranked as, you know, the tough kid in Northeast PA's.
I'd be a bitch. I'd be a bitch in PA.
Yeah, nobody even knew what the deadlift was up there when you were growing up.
Oh, you're gonna get his ass whooped.
Yeah, so that wasn't a thing. Growing up there was like maybe 5 guys in the area and we were just constantly battling back and forth. You know, I started lifting when I was like 14, but I wasn't serious at all. It was just like going
just
in. Just, yeah, like YMCA. That's where I started, at a local YMCA. We would shoot hoops in between lifting sessions, and and then there was maybe a year that I just stopped shooting hoops, and when everybody else was in there, I would just go into the weightlifting room, and there is where it really took off.
Did you squat delt at all, or just bench?
So I worked legs. I always worked legs. If I did any squatting at all, it wasn't serious. High bar is all hell. Like, the bar would sit on the bone of my neck. I would never get it down. It was ridiculous. I would quarter squat. I didn't know what I was doing. But, bench was always the big thing. My first big milestone, I think, was at age 16. I hit 315.
Fuck. I just hit 315 last week.
You got a few more years, but we're good. Yeah. So when did you get the 405?
18. Yep. 18, it was maybe the first month or two of college. Yeah, you're 18 when you start college.
Yeah.
Yes. So, it was like the first month or two. It was in the gym at Marywood. And, hit 405 for a touch and go in there. But, so all this lifting, when all this is going on, it's not like I was following a program. I was just doing, what I thought was good. And I had, a local coach trainer from the area. He knew what he was doing, but, he wasn't, a really, really serious powerlifting coach. You know what I mean? I wasn't paying him. It wasn't something like that. So I had some tips and pointers from him.
Yeah.
So probably just, sets of 5 to 8. Normal hypertrophy stuff, probably, just
add weight each week.
Yeah, try to go up each week, one of those type things.
Here's what he would do. I don't know if you guys know of him. You could probably look him up, and you'll see a lot of information on him. His nickname was the Scranton Superman.
That's a cool
Chimesy Williams. That was his name, and he was this big bencher, squatter, deadlifter, super heavyweight back in 1980, I think. I'd have to do more research on the years. But anyway, since he was from Scranton, my coach grew up, knowing the family, so he would ask the family for his training logs. And that's how he would get, advice, tips for me. You would just follow his training logs and recommend stuff to me that he would do. So Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 1 week would be heavy, heavy, light. Then I would switch light, heavy, heavy, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think the best way to learn, too, I think, most people nowadays, since information is so good, they get a coach so young. But, we were, I guess growing up, you just kind of kept doing this, trial error, just kind of, learning as you go,
I feel like that's the best way to actually once you get to the point where you have a coach and stuff, to know your body. You don't really know unless you fail or something. So, at those young ages, when you're just, in the YMCA, just benching random shit, doing 5 sets of 10 for no reason.
It was fun.
Just because you can.
Yeah. Just because you can. It's like you learn something about you.
So, even, if I'm that young, I didn't want to get serious at that age. I was just having fun,
Yeah.
But if you want to get serious, if those are your goals, then I highly recommend getting a good coach and get it as quick as possible.
Yeah.
But that's if you're that serious at that age.
Yeah. So when was your first meet?
First meet, 2017, I think.
That's senior year of high school.
Yeah, that's not that too far.
2017. Yes, it was definitely 2017 because I graduated college. My degree was a 5-year degree, so I graduated my fifth year in 2017. I moved to the D.C. area, and that's when I had a set schedule. I'd go to work, I would go lift, work, lift, eat, sleep, So I was actually on a schedule, so then I thought, let's get serious about this now. If I'm on a strict schedule, I can get serious. So I saw that there was a local lifting meet coming up, and I signed up for it. And then I'm like, crap, I don't have a coach. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know any of the rules. I don't know anything.
Yeah.
So I just happened to stroll into one of the best gyms possible for this, SSPT gym in Rockville, Maryland, and it's on the border of DC.
Yeah.
And the head coaches of the national team, they own that gym, and the co-coach of the national team currently, my coach, Bill McCarthy, great man, love you, Bill. If you're ever going to watch this, I'll send you the link. Anyway,
just this exact.
Anyway, he picked me up, and we are best friends from that day, and here I am because of him. So.
Oh yeah, what was your numbers in your first meet? Do you remember?
I could probably tell you in pounds because I can't remember exactly kilos.
Nobody knows kilos.
Yeah. Well, I do, but I can't remember exactly on that day what they were. 507 bench. This was as a junior. I was 23. So it was December, I think. Yeah, it was a Holiday Havoc meet.
Maybe I can have.
It was a Holiday Havoc meet in December. 507 bench, 623 deadlift. And I went 2 for 3 on squats. So it was an 8 for 9 day. 2 for 3 on squats. I hit 606 on my second. And I went for 630 on my third. And I missed that on depth.
Damn.
What? The only squat I've ever missed.
So it's not close to mine.
That one.
I mean, what federation? Was it USAPL your first one?
USAPL.
Wow,
always
so you
been
hardcore.
USAPL. Always USAPL. Yeah.
You don't do anything else?
Never done anything else. I may consider in the future,
yes,
but right now, USAPL is my home.
Nice.
And, you know, big props to my coach really quick because when I signed up for that meet and I, you know, hired him as my coach, I never hit depth the day I signed up with him. I didn't know what depth was. I didn't know any of the commands. I signed up for that meet in October, and December was the meet. So from October to December, he had to get me meet quality, and he did. So props to him.
Shout out Bill
McCarthy.
Shout out Bill.
GetTheLift.com.
Love you, Bill.
It's not .com. It's a little inside joke, but go ahead.
Okay. Ha ha. Ha ha. Yeah, so. So, I mean, it's only 3 years. You've done a lot in 3 years, too.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. So
I guess so.
So all those numbers total to 1747 pounds. I'm pretty sure that's what it is. Because there's an up and comer in USAPL Pennsylvania. His name's Sean Mills. You may know him as Wheeze.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He just hit 1742, so he's about to break my record. And he's like, I think 19.
Yeah, Wheeze is young, man.
Yeah, he's got a lot of time to break that. I mean, my first meet was 23, and then 1 month later, I turned 24, so I was out.
Yeah.
So he's got a lot of time to take that record.
Shout out Wheeze.
Wheeze. That's like one of the cool things about starting young. You get all those years to take advantage of it.
Yeah.
Like, me personally, I started at 21, so I guess I get the whole junior experience. But there's some people that don't start lifting, like Jake, that started lifting at 23, and they had one beat to be a junior. So it's like all the records you could set while having a coach and actually like performing for throughout years. I mean, you get better as you compete. Like, it's not like you're going to show up to your first meet and total 1,900. I mean, there's some people out there that might be able to do that.
Yeah, there's
just like raw strength. But it's like when you have that time, like you're 19 years old and you're competing. I mean, we saw a kid at the meet we were just at, which we'll talk about this later, but kid was 13 years old competing. And it's like, I mean,
he was strong too.
Yeah, strong kid. Strong, it's like, yeah. I mean, I'm not saying that everybody should start lifting when they're 13. But, I mean, props to him. I mean, dude was powerlifting at 13 years old.
I didn't even know there was competitive lifting at
13. Yeah, neither did I. I mean, shoot, when I was 13 years old, I was still playing outside getting little boo-boos on my knees.
Well, I guess it comes down to, like, did you have lifting in school? Like, was it, like, a powerlifting club in school? Like,
some high schools do have that.
Because they don't have it, like, everywhere in Florida. They have it some places.
Yeah, was that mine?
I feel like it's more like like Texas is big about that. Like, Texas has,
well,
like, high school team.
I think.
South
Florida? Mid-Florida?
That's like mid-Florida stuff. Because South Florida is mostly like,
right,
like, you have like, you know, the normal baseball, football,
yeah,
basketball, soccer. We might have a volleyball team, but there was not much power. Like, I didn't hear one lifting team when I was in high school down there.
I'm pretty sure Texas has their own powerlifting federation for high school.
Texas has like everything.
I'm pretty sure they have their own powerlifting
federation.
Have you seen
like Texas like football stadiums?
I mean, Texas is huge though. So they have access.
Everything's
to
bigger in Texas.
I mean, yeah.
Everything's bigger in Texas.
I mean, I found a fly there the size of my shoe. Mm-hmm. I wear a size 14.
What?
True story. Fly was huge.
You wear size 14?
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap.
You know what they say?
I have pretty big socks.
That's a wide base for deadlifts.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why.
Firm plank.
A lot of good foot contact.
Yes. Yep.
A lot of good contact.
Foot straight down to the
ground.
So,
wait, let's break that down a little bit. Do you ever have to pay extra for sneakers?
Yes.
Crap.
The hardest. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so, little side story. The hardest part ever is finding shoes. Any Foot Locker, I think they only go up to like size 12. Like, if they have a size 14, it's like somewhere deep in the back.
Yeah.
And they're only going to have one color. They'll be like, oh yeah, we have this in black. And that's dirty. It's like I'm wearing all black Air Forces and people are about to jump them and shit. But like, I have to order
security boots.
No, literally. Bro,
we have those in size 14.
Bro, I lived at Marshall's. Bro, at Marshall's, I mean, I played baseball. It's like, you find cleats there. the size 14 and like size 14 and up 14. For like $15, man. I get like green and
white.
Yeah, it is. Dude.
Bro, I would get green and white.
You could use that as a weapon. You could take that off your foot. Use it as a weapon.
Bigger than a microphone here.
But dude, I used to like show up to Marshall's and people were like, where'd you get those Hirachis, dog? And I'm like, yo, I ordered them online. They're like $150. Wow. Fuck that. I got them shits for $15 at Marshall's, bro. Top shelf, size 14, bro.
Size 14 feet. Yeah, I've
that's hardcore.
Okay, so literally my feet grew with my age. From when I was 10 to I turned 14. Shit. So I was 11. I was a size 11.
Hey, and you're 21. You're going to keep growing, dude.
I'm going to be a size 22 next year, baby.
Break some records there.
Hey, call me Shaq, baby.
Yeah. Wow.
Shout to Shaquille O'Neal. Favorite basketball player ever.
We'll send you this link.
I know you're a big fan, Shaq.
All 20 views are going to enjoy this podcast.
Hey, shut up. Hey, we had 160.
Dude, really?
Yes.
All right, all 160.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. Probably the same people watching on different platforms.
I mean, why do you have to just always
keep refreshing the page?
Put us down, man.
159 or me.
Dude, I mean, I'm just trying to have benefit of the doubt. I see a number. I don't see skin color.
Right, they probably all watch with their families and shit too, so it's probably like more than 60.
Oh my god, think about how many views are gonna be over Thanksgiving with this one.
Oh shit.
Hey man, you know. Why are you eating that?
Well, it depends on how fast the turnaround is for editing.
I'll have it up by tonight.
Fast, holy crap.
Hey man. Shit. I'm here alone. I'm gonna be sitting in my living room, my robe, and nothing under. Just typing. Okay, back. What were we talking about?
All right, so I guess this is Trent's time too. Let's talk about yesterday's Me Too. So
stop
you guys
hitting the damn table, bro.
Sorry, it's the force of habit.
You're smacking the shit out of
me. So if you guys don't know, Brandon and dude, I'm trying not to. Just heavy hands.
I don't know what to do.
That's my best friend.
Alright, so
save my best friend from the invisible fire.
Brandon and Jake, they both competed yesterday in Jacksonville, Florida, USAPL. So let's kind of talk about how the day went too. We'll start with Brandon.
Ooh, wait, let's start before, like his weight cut and stuff like
oh,
that.
Oh shit, yeah, that's a good idea.
Oh shit. Hey. I'm never doing a water cut again, first of all.
Wasn't that bad.
Okay, so I wasn't very so I signed up for the 105 kg weight class, which if you guys don't know, that's 231 pounds. 231.5 pounds. So if you're 231.6, you're in 120 kg. So
your shoes probably took about a pound of that.
You're 14s.
No, but so on Monday I weighed in at 239 pounds. Wow. So started the water cut, and I mean it was absolutely horrible. I mean like it got to the point to where I was peeing every 3 minutes.
And
it was finals week, so I had final presentations.
Yeah.
So that wasn't fun. I had a presentation, I was literally like, I was doing the two-step.
Like,
I was already doing the Soulja Boy dance up there giving a presentation about elderly doing strength training. And my professor's like, you okay? And I was like, no, I gotta pee. He let me go.
I'm out.
Yeah, so that was fun. But I got down, weighed in at 103.93 kg, which I don't.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know what that is in pounds.
103.93
times 2.0046. I don't know. Bro, I was gonna be really fucking impressed. I was like,
hey man, that'd be really cool. But go ahead.
But yeah, so I weighed in at that, rehydrated and everything, and yeah, it was a fun time. I mean, it's always fun, like, weighing yourself after, because I feel like your body, just, like, from, like, doing that water cut, you take, like, the water hits your tongue, and your body's like, oh! And you just inflame and automatically gain, like, 7 pounds.
Uh-huh.
Like, it was a fun time, man. I mean, don't recommend the whole week, because I've never pissed that much in my life. Like, being at work and just taking bathroom breaks every 3 minutes is not fun.
That's tough.
But, yeah, man, I mean, it was a good time. It worked out well. I'm happy. I was kind of stressing the last day. Because I weighed in Thursday night, still at like 236.
What'd I tell you, bro?
It happens. Trust the process.
Yeah. Trust the process.
As long as you followed it. Followed
yeah. I was stressing out, though. I was 236, and then Friday, I just kept using the bathroom and kept using the bathroom. Now I weighed in that morning, and my scale said 228, and I was like, oh, yeah, nice.
See, you're crazy, right?
Yeah. And I took a shit, and I was 222.
That's a big-ass shit.
Hey, yep. Good job, buddy.
I called my mom right after. I was like, Mama, I did it. She was like, good job. Did you wipe? And I was like, shit.
Small child.
Mama, I pooped. Did you wipe her ass? Oh, fuck. I got to go back.
All right.
But yeah, so that was my water cut experience. Or am I talking about the meat now?
Well, I mean, you got any recommendations before we go on for anybody going to do a water cut? Oh, I think Jake does.
That's more of a Jake. This is my first one. Jake's done more than I have.
So if it's your first meat ever, don't water cut.
Yeah.
Don't water cut if it's your first meat, okay?
One more time.
If it's your first meat, do not water cut.
Dude, this is my second meet, but my first USAPL
meet. Yes, and he has a great background in the lifting, so he knew what he was doing, and he has some good coaching, so he could do it. So, if it's your first meet, do not water cut. And
but why? Why not?
Well, because so there's a lot of stress that happens with that. In your first meet, you just really want to be focused on your best ability of the day, and you want to be focused on cutting weight. You don't want to feel like crap, because you might if it's your first time cutting weight, you know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, maybe if you have, like, a background in wrestling and you've been cutting weight, you might
know different.
What to do.
Yeah.
But, you know, if it's your first powerlifting meet, you should just be focused on doing your best on that day, you know, following the commands, stuff like that. You don't want to be focused on cutting weight. So, that's why.
Nice. And I feel like, especially, I had great people around me. I mean, I have someone in the USA national, like, USAPL national team to actually just help me out, like, make sure, like, and then my coach Garrett over there, like, literally, the second after I weighed in, I had both of them on my ass, like, rehydrate. Like, I was starting to get annoyed, because I drank almost damn near a gallon and a half, and they're like, you drink water? I'm like,
oh,
fuck yeah,
serious.
I drink water.
Yeah, no, I came to do 5 minutes. So, like,
dehydration.
You drinking?
Dehydration is bad.
It is bad. Your body's 75% water. So yeah. If you go down to 72% water, you're going to die. Yeah. No, don't quote that. I'm sorry. You're not. It's a joke. Ha ha ha. But yeah, damn. So going on to the meat. Mm-hmm. So
it was a fun time. It was a really good meat. I was so excited.
I was stressing, man.
Why are you stressing, bro?
Okay, so
I told you just don't stress.
Okay, so I'm gonna give you guys a little background. So going into this meet, my goal was a total 1800.
Excuse me.
reset. Okay. So going into this meet. My goal was a total 1800. My coach over here literally had third attempt set up to where I could touch 18. Like, he had different options I could choose for my third attempt. He was like, listen, you hit these numbers, you total 1800. I think like squat was like 677. Bench was like what, 375? Like something,
yeah.
Something I've done before. And then deadlift was like 750.
All undershot, easy to get done.
Yeah, undershot, like he was like, hey, hit your third attempts and you got 1800. So, what happened was...
What happened?
So, started off a squat, opening our squat at 620 in pounds, smoked it. Cool. Two whites and a red. I was cool, good with that. Next attempt, bumped up to 661. Got three whites on that. 300 kilo.
Nice.
And then third attempt, I attempted the lower weight. Like, this was, like, the lowest weight I had to hit for my third attempt in order to continue to get to the road to 1800. And I attempted 677 pounds, and I failed.
Went
so,
for it, though. You went
yeah,
for it.
I went for it.
Went for your max.
My max before on pound pace was 675. So I was like, okay, whatever.
We also thought, like, too, like, we also knew, like, the kilos might be a little easier for you.
Yeah, so we were like, okay, we'll bump it up a bit. Got down and good in depth, came up. Got about halfway there, tried to grind it out, and just didn't have it. So I was like, all right, cool, I'll make up for it on bench. Now, this was some fuck shit.
Oh, here we go.
So.
wait. Repeat that one. That's funny.
This was some fuck shit. So.
I have never heard that one or used it.
All right, getting warmed up for bench. All right, cool, I'm getting zoned up. I have my beats on, listen to my music. I'm all right, cool. Go out there, and you know, USAPL, you have a designated guy that basically hands you off. So I go to him, I tell him, hey, like, I have a Titan singlet on. I tell him, hey, put it right at the bottom of the Titan, like where it says Titan. He goes, okay, cool. I was like, I'm going to count it down. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Bro, homeboy grabs it and basically throws that shit at me.
He benched it.
Yeah, like he literally benched it and put it at my belly button. And the weight literally just dropped on my stomach. Everybody's like, what the fuck? I'm like, what the fuck? Dude's looking at me like I said something wrong. And I was like, dude, so he takes it off me to put it back up. I'm looking around good enough that the judges noticed that it wasn't my fuck up. So they still gave, I still had like 17 seconds left. I'm literally looking at this guy. I'm about to argue. And Robert Keller, the guy who's like running the meet and stuff, he literally goes, hey, you have 17 seconds, hurry up. So I literally lay down on the bench, no arc, my feet are, I have no idea where the fuck my feet are. Like, I'm literally just, all right, you just, I was like, just take this shit off. Just like, literally just pick it up. Bro, this was the most I've ever grinded 330 pounds.
If you were an experienced lifter, that's something that would really rattle somebody else, and like that causes failures on openers, and that would be a horrible thing. Thank God you have a lot of, you know, like background and a lot of training, so they can stick to it.
And plus, like, I played sports before, so I'm used to shit not going right all the time. I played baseball, so like you do stuff wrong 7 out of 10 times. So I was like, all right, cool, whatever. So like, he literally takes it off, bro. I'm grinding out 330 pounds, which is supposed to fly. Like, 330 is, like, usually flies. So I'm grinding this out. And then I get back. I get three whites, whatever. I barely make the time. And then my coach Garrett looks at me and goes, all right, what do you want? I'm like, no, we're sticking to the plan, like, 363. So we jump 33 pounds. I jump 33 pounds after I just grinded out 330.
15 kilo?
Yeah, jump 15 kilo. And after I just basically barely got 330 pounds, which I don't know what that is in kilos, not gonna say.
If you would have missed that, dude, that we would have had to, like, no, grab that kid.
That would have messed me up. And then, like, I grinded out the 363, and then I didn't take a third attempt. So already at this point, the plan to get 1800, I already didn't get two out of the three third attempts I had to get in order to get 1800. And so I'm gonna put this in perspective before we get into deadlifts. About a month ago, I tried deadlifting on kilo plates. I was doing pound plates. Transferred over to kilo plates. Went to a local gym that's, like, kind of far that had kilo plates, and I failed 770 pounds on
with
the kilos.
With the power bar too. Make sure
you have it. Yeah, with the power bar, because my last meet I did was with the deadlift bar. So I failed 770 on kilo plates when I got 785 on pound plates. So that was a big hit on my mind. So I was down about that. So, yeah, I was pissed. So, like, going into this meet, we didn't know what to expect, because the most I've hit on kilos was about 740. So we were like, okay, well, like, 755 should be okay. But at that point, we were like, it was like, I'm not getting 1800 because I already failed the last two third attempts. So we go into deadlifts. I start warming up, whatever. It's feeling good. Shout out to Foodie. Gave me some advice on deadlifts.
Shout out
to Foodie's the guy that I told you that was, like, literally 19 years old.
I think we should bring him on the show soon.
Yeah, that should happen.
This kid, like, this is the definition of take all advice you can and just take what you need. Because this kid's 19 years old, just graduated high school, giving me advice. I'm 21, giving me quality advice that literally helped me out, like, just by standing, like, helped me where to stand.
He's a local legend.
Yeah.
he's competing in February too.
Yeah, he's competing in February.
But
so I start warming up on deadlifts. First attempt, I'm like, all right, we'll go 705. It's kind of like undershoot somewhat, and it just flies. Like, I mean, looks like a warm up.
That's what you want.
So I was like, okay, shit, hey, we might be on to something. Mm-hmm. So like, talk with Garrett. He's like, listen, we're gonna keep the same second attempt. We'll see how it moves.
Well, actually, before you go on, so we had the second attempt being like 7:30 or so, mm-hmm. whatever. And we did that. We looked at the video. We're like, oh, maybe we should go up to like 7:40, 7:45-ish for the last one.
Yes, I'm going to go.
All right, we'll continue after though. Whatever.
Cut.
We can if you want.
Nah, you want to keep...
We can keep talking. Okay, because this is me. All right.
Yeah. So I'm like, all right, so...
We can always quit and see how things are going and then pick it back up.
Okay, yeah. Cut and then pause that. Awesome. Like, cut and then...
So, I mean, unless we talk until tomorrow, which would be fine.
Well, we might.
We still have 9 hours.
Wow. Have you guys ever been up north?
I've been in Tennessee, that's as far as gone.
I've been in Wisconsin and Minnesota.
I want to go to New York, bro. So I want to go.
I've been in New York, too.
Is this still filming?
No, I stopped it.
Okay.
That's my backyard.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of sweet.
Yeah, my house is like over a ridge over there.
Damn.
Yeah.
It was kind of like that in Tennessee, but not as...
My name is on the back of that rock, that mid-rock. I etched it.
Is he being serious? I was like, maybe you really recognize the place. Alright. I don't know how it is up north.
Yeah.
Are we ready?
Yeah.
Yep.
Can I get a jingle bells?
Jingle
bells.
3, 2, 1.
Jingle bells, jingle bells.
Jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one horse open sleigh.
Hey.
Okay, we're good. We're wrong.
I'm going to have to cut that out.
No, it's the intro.
All right, we're back again for the third time. So we're talking about second attempts on deadlifts too.
Yes.
So We put in 7:32-ish for the second attempt.
Yeah.
And we went back to change, and I was like, hey, I came back literally like 1 minute after. So, hey, man, can I just bump this up real quick? He's like, no. So,
oh, yeah.
It's kind of being a dick. So, the last one, we had to jump, what, like 50 pounds?
Yeah. So, okay, so. So
you didn't want to bump on your second.
No, we did.
Okay, yeah. So, reverse. So, yeah, after the first attempt, Garrett already put in my second, like the second planned attempt, because I was hyped from the first attempt, like we didn't really get to talk. So, second attempt, we already had a plan, so we've been going off the plan for the first two attempts and then going off ear for the third. So, for the second attempt, we already had 7:33 in the book, but then we looked at the video of 7:05 and we're like, yo, that shit flew. So, we're like, hey, how about we bump it up to like 7:40 or 7:45?
We want a good track.
Yeah. Try to go back and go do that, mm-hmm. and didn't let us. So, I took the 7:33. Flew like I thought it would.
Hell yeah.
And then we did some quick math. And we basically
355 kilos, which is like 780 something. Sorry.
So we did some quick math.
Quick math.
And in order to, because I was like, dude, I mean, we could still get 1800. Yeah. I mean, because at that point, like, I had a small time where I gave up on the 1800. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to try to get these three deadlifts. Florida record was like 7:49 for the junior, so I was like, alright, I'll get like 7:52, try to beat that. But then after the first two moved, I was like, yo, we still have like a chance to get eight, like what I need to get 1800. So we did the math, and it was like 7:76 for 1800 on the dot. So I was like, hey, give it to me. Garrett's bitch ass goes up and basically tells him my third attempt, walks up to me and goes, hey, put your third attempt in. I was like, 7:76? He goes, no. And I was like, okay, what is it? He was not telling you. So I'm like, all right, whatever. So I'm sitting there, don't know what's on the bar. I have my earphones in.
That's
like,
what a coach does.
Like, he literally told me, he was like, hey, just like, he said, and I quote, just don't stop pulling.
Go for it.
Just don't stop pulling.
It's going to be a while, because he knows me slow up to four. You're going to be pulling for at least about a good 5 or 6 seconds.
Yeah, so he was like, lock in that hook and just don't stop pulling.
Yeah.
So I didn't know what I was pulling until I'm sitting there and they say bar is loaded, and Robert Keller goes, Brandon Dudley with 355 kg.
And he ruined it there.
It's a surprise, man.
In my mind, I was like, 355 kg, what is it? 782 pounds. 782, motherfucker.
Good thing you got that, because you could have missed out. I was like, oh, fuck.
No, wrong. Did you just say that? Did you just say that?
And going back, I was like, damn, I failed 770 about 3 weeks ago. This is going to be fun. So I'm going in there. I'm like, all right, deep breath, locking my hook. So if you guys don't know, my dad drove up for the meet, and you know, I already failed one lift in front of my dad. I can't fuck around. Like, he drove 5 hours watching me lift. This is my main man.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at him. I'm looking at him. He's looking at me. I'm looking at him. He's looking at me. And we got mask on, so I can't tell if he's smiling or not. But I see like the death stare. So in my mind, I don't know if this is what he was thinking, but in my mind, I was like, he thought, hey, you better not drop this shit. So I was like, oh shit, daddy said you better not drop this shit. So I walk up to the bar, I lock in, I'm looking to the crowd, everybody, bam, bam, bam. I feel like I'm in that movie Old School, where like Frank the Tank, I felt like that, so I'm like, okay, whatever. Lock in, start pulling, and like, I'm telling you, off the ground, my thumbs were just like, ouch. Cause I pull hook grip.
Is that what happens?
That's what happens.
You instantly feel the ouch.
Yeah, like you feel it for the first second, then it goes numb. It goes like literally like your thumbs go like once the bar leaves the ground, your thumbs go numb. So it was really the first pull, like the initial like slack pull. I was like,
you tried to icy hot?
No. So while I'm doing the slack pull, I'm like, I don't know if this is gonna go up. But then, like, it literally shoots off the ground. Next thing you know, like, half a second later, I'm, like, at lockout. And I'm, like, pulling it up. Ooh. If you guys can't see this on Spotify, but literally my fingers, like, literally my index finger and my middle finger were barely holding on to my thumb at the top. And I'm just thinking, bro, say fucking down. I was like, say down right now. He goes, down. I put that shit down as quick as I can. Look at the light. Three white lights. I go fucking insane.
Yeah!
Like, insane.
Yeah, PR.
Let's go!
Cause I mean, shit. after bench, I'm like, there's no fucking way I'm getting 1800. I trained all this time.
1806, right?
1806, yeah. I'm, I like, literally trained.
It's a kilo, so I'm like, a little more. I'm about 18, I'm like,
18 or 6.9 But it's like in my mind, like after bench, dude, I was like in the low part. I was like, damn, like I did all that training. I hit 675 in the gym, only got 671 here. I hit 375 on bench in the gym, only got up to 363, and I was like, bro, like I failed 770. There's no way.
Yeah.
And then after that, like it looked fast on the video, which I probably could have done more. But like it looked fast on the video, but if you guys see my excitement after, that was just because all the doubt I had in my mind going into that lift, like going into that lift and just coming out and still getting the overall total goal. Like that's just like an exhilarating thing. Like, yeah. At, like at that point, I was like, I mean, I was at the lowest of lows and then just came back at the end to still get the total I wanted at the beginning.
Yeah.
So that, I mean, that comes from, I mean, good coaching, good people around me just keeping me, because I mean, Hunter, who's, you can't see me behind the camera right now, but
we can
but,
describe him.
Yeah, but very good looking guy.
He's a good haircut.
nice smile. But yeah, like
very nice, healthy.
And people well. Like. So just having people from the gym there, having my dad there, and everybody just keeping supporting me. Hey, like just keep going. You still have three more lifts left. Like keep going. You still got deadlifts. Like this is your thing. This is like this is what you got. Like literally kept me going. And then I had Foodie there, like Larry reminded me, hey, stay close to the bar, do this, do that. Garrett reminded me, rehydrate. At Jake, like Jake was walking up after he just finished benching. Well, we'll talk about bench when he goes, but after he just finished.
I said I would flex at least once.
Look at that. So after Jake finished doing, like, his, like he's doing his meat and he's making sure I'm okay. So having that surrounding just really kept me going.
Yeah.
And put my mind in the right place. So I'm just happy I had those people and happy the meet went the way
I was. That's a big thing, too, because I know, like, it's very mentally hard to, like, stay in it after, like, how the squat went, how the bench went. But you hung in there, too. And
yeah, I mean,
surprised everybody.
Dude, I thought I was at the lowest of lows, and I failed my third attempt. Homeboy messes me up on the liftoff. After that liftoff, I was, like, my shoulder felt, like, a little tweaked. I was like, bro, I'm screwed.
It's very mentally hard to, like, be able to be tough enough to stay in there too, you know?
Yeah, man, you gotta deal with adversity different ways. I mean, a lot of people, they'll just give up at that point, but I mean, you can't give up when you have those people there.
Let's, you know, you play baseball, right?
Yeah.
So, let's say, you know, I played baseball a lot too. This is like my major sport before high school. I wrestled in high school, you know, and then I got into lifting after wrestling. But before wrestling, it was all baseball. Mm-hmm. Growing up, and my dad, he was like really close with me doing baseball. I made an error, you know? You gotta shake that off. There's another play coming up within seconds after that.
Yeah.
So you just gotta shake that off. That play's over. You gotta keep going. There's a whole another game. Mm-hmm. So you know, you learn from that. You gotta just keep going through that. Yeah. You miss an attempt, that's done with.
Yeah.
You gave it your all, you did your best at that time. You can't have that affect your upcoming ones.
Yeah, of course.
I kinda say too, I know like I just started coaching, but I think it's very important. You have to like trust your lifters too, you know?
Yeah.
Like I gave you the first, second attempt, like you know what, third, like we're gonna talk about it, and I'm kind of gonna, like I know you, and I'm gonna trust what you think too. That's why I gave you the okay, like that's why I put down what I put down, you know?
Yeah.
Because I've been, you know, that's why I tell you. Because I was like, if I tell him, he's already like thinking whatever too. So I want to have some faith in you, trust you, and look how it turns out.
I mean, yeah, I'm super happy with with how things are going. I mean, this goes back to like our last episode talking about dealing with failure. There's some points we have to sit down and reflect, and there's some points where you just have to like just keep going, and I'm just these guys, I'm just happy like the meet ended the way it did with me.
Love the
meet. I guess I have to open one now. Hold on, wait. Let me hop in.
Is that your second one?
Huh?
Is that your second one? Finally.
Listen, man. I'm not here to be abused. I'm just here to have a good time.
Hell yeah,
there we go.
That's my existence.
Hell yeah, hell yeah.
But
hell yeah.
A good time.
But yeah, man. I mean, the meet.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, the meet went really well, even considering I didn't get my last two third attempts. I mean, my first two third attempts.
What you better, 7 out of 8?
7 for 8, which. I think I thought about this last night. I was like, damn, what if I would have got that 677? I mean, that would have been even cooler.
Yeah.
But
so, you got, what, an 1806 total for your first meet, 21, right? On USAPL? My first USAPL meet, 23 years old, 1747. So, like, think about that. You have a huge track ahead of you, dude.
Yeah.
Huge.
I mean,
what are you talking about?
They only did 8 attempts.
So Brandon only did 8 total attempts because he said fuck the third bench, so he just went 2 benches.
Well,
because I mean,
you went 10 out of 10 on your second, so why waste the energy?
Yeah, because you know, like, dude, what are you gonna get, like, 2 more pounds?
Why waste the energy?
I mean, yeah.
Why even try it?
Yeah. I mean, if you guys see the video of my second attempt on bench, I mean, dude, I was at lockout for about a good, like, 12 seconds, just like, get up, yeah. Like. I was like staring because like it got to, like my left arm was not, it wasn't locked out yet, but it was close to lockout, and my right arm was kind of just there.
Yeah.
So I'm doing like a little shoulder shrug, trying to push it up and stuff, while I'm just trying to keep my feet and butt down the bench.
I was like, bro, I was like, ooh, come on.
Yeah. After that, I was like, yeah, I don't got a third attempt, but going back, I'm very humbled and very happy with how that ended. I mean, this is my first USAPL meet, and I still have 2 more years left in the juniors.
Bro.
And I totaled 1806.
You got hella close, too. Like, before you even post anything, you're already at King of Lifts.
So. Dude, yeah.
This King of the John.
King of the John. JAWN. Word of the day. John. Oh, no. But, I checked my phone, like, literally right after the meet, and I have, like, 147 notifications. And I'm like, what? I'm like, dude, what's going on? And it was like, I didn't have posted anything yet. Like, they can't be liking something. And it was just like... King of the Lifts. This guy followed you.
Blake sent it in, I think.
Yeah, shout out to Blake.
Blake, good job, buddy.
Yeah.
Blake has some good camera angles. I mean, I feel like he should be a photographer.
Blake was like the most intimidating dude in the background too. Like when he walked in the room. Blake's like the biggest, strongest guy there.
Describe Blake, Blake looks like that one dad you see at the football game that should have got drafted, but tore his ACL or some shit, but still big as fuck.
And,
he was wearing like a snapback forward with a fucking Iron Rebel shirt on. He had to walk sideways through the door in order to get in there.
All these little kids were just like,
fuck. Blake walked into the room and you knew he had the highest total.
Yeah. Like, he didn't have to say anything. He was just like,
you knew I looked at him.
And Blake had the very, like, southern accent.
There he is.
Blake had the very southern accent. So he walks up to me and Jake is like, hey, bam, bam. Hey, Jake, how y'all feeling today? we're sitting there, and everybody's like, who the fuck is this guy?
Ah, you must be from Texas.
And he was like, y'all come here to lift some shit? We're like, that's how we did. I had to slap my knee real quick.
Yeah.
So that's the best way to, where are you going, bud? That's the best way to describe Bob.
Shout out Blake.
Shout out Blake. Real nice guy.
Awesome dude. That shit was hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah, but So before we get to Jake's meat. Bro, so let's talk about
wait. I need to hit a quick pause, I need to get this too again.
Yeah, me too.
Sorry. Mm-hmm. Hey, outtake number 3.
Alright, ready?
Alright, so
yeah, basically Blake has really good camera angles.
Alright, and now on to Jake. Jake, tell us about your meat. How'd it go?
Love meat.
Love meat or meats?
Meats. Meat day. Let's talk about it. Anyway, so for this meet, I signed up for it 3 weeks ago. I did not really plan for it, but you know, if you're a power lifter, and I've been established in the USAPL for some time now, so you know, I'm just constantly training. So if I had to sign up for a meet in 3 weeks, it's just whatever. I can do it. But you know, if I did it at the beginning of a cycle, like a training block, you know, that wouldn't have been a good timing. But it just so happened to time out that I'm at the end of a training block where I'm near peaked. So signed up for it 3 weeks out. Let's do it. So heading into this meet, the main thing was the 600-pound bench, the 272.5K bench. It's like a huge milestone, 600 pounds on bench. You know, there's only a certain amount of people that do it. So that was the big thing. I didn't really want to go 100% on squat. I didn't want to go 100% on deadlift. It wasn't, you know, I signed up for it in 3 weeks. I didn't really want to, didn't plan for it. Just, and the records, 120K records. I didn't cut weight for this one. So just want to go for those records. That was the whole game plan heading into this one. So, local meet too. That was also cool. Didn't have to travel anywhere.
Yeah.
I could wake up in the morning, have some breakfast at my house.
What was your breakfast?
I don't know if you heard that one, but our cameraman said, "Oh god damn it!" Because I eat some stupid stuff. like some $2 stuff that you can find anywhere. Pizza bagels. Pizza bagels. Because pizza bagels, you know, they're quick. So what I like about pizza bagels is, you know, you can eat a whole pizza, but they're bite-sized. You can shove the whole thing in. You know, I'm looking into this thing as if I'm talking to this thing, but it's over there.
Podcast brought to you by Pizza Bagels.
Pizza Bagels.
Yeah, so awesome. I love them. And you know, I've been finding out that they're offered in 18, they've been offered in 27, and I can't even track the amount that I eat these days because they offer so many different types. Anyway, pizza bagels, great, and carbs and calories. I love them. That was my breakfast. And I didn't have to cut weight. So I'm drinking water the whole time. I'm sodium.
Oh, fuck you.
Everything. I know. That's what sucks when you're cutting weight. You know, I have had times. I've been cutting like the past 4 or 5 meets, and I feel like I'm about to pass out. I want to die, or I'm just going to die. I don't want to die. I'm just going to. It's going to happen. Anyway, this one I didn't have to. So I was eating. I had a great breakfast. I'm heading into this one. It was a local meet. I'm usually, you know, my past few ones have been national. It's been the Arnold. There's a huge crowd. So there's, I would say there's some pressure. You know, there's a lot of competition. I'm going head-to-head with some big-name lifters. So there's a lot of competition in the other ones. This one's local. I'm not saying that there weren't really good lifters, because I did. I had some good competition. His name was Gary House in the 120.
Big House.
Dude, that dude came out of nowhere.
That dude, I'm sure you thought I was going to see this. That dude was strong as fuck.
Gary House. Look him up, because he's a pretty strong dude.
Is he 120?
Yeah, 120. Damn. He weighed at 114.
All the attempts are easy.
Yeah, he had a good meet. And usually I weigh in at 105, so if I weighed at 105, he would have been my competition today, and he's pulling huge. So, sorry. Anyway, I did have some competition today, so I really couldn't slack off, you know, not that I was going to.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, you know, at a national level, it is just a different type of vibe, you know?
Yeah.
So, local meet, I'm not cutting weight. And my whole goal for the day is to really hit the 600-pound bench. So I was a little bit light, little bit lighter in the squats, you know, a little bit lighter in the deads, and the whole thing was the bench. So let's just talk about the bench. So opener 255K. I don't know, 560.
It was like 560
pounds.
Something.
Well, wasn't your opener the American record too?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was 25 pounds over the American record.
Well, that was the final. That was the final.
Yeah.
The opener.
The other one was like 550, right?
The record is 253 kilo by Dennis Cornelius, my favorite powerlifter ever.
Shout out.
I don't think I'll send you the link because I have too much respect and I'm kind of embarrassed every single time. But all the other names I mentioned, I will send you the link. So, Dennis Cornelius, 253K, and that's also the world record. When he did that same press, it was Killeen, Texas, 2016, 15. That was the IPF record. And I opened with 255. That opened as an opener should. It opened very well, moved fast, as I thought it would. Next one was 10 kilo more, 265, which is the good attempt, 584 pounds.
Yeah.
Moved as a second attempt should. Everything was going well, you know. Felt great. Handoffs were good. Thank you, Robert Keller.
Yeah, thank God you got a good guy to handle.
Well, I mean, those spotters, they even mentioned to us that they were amateur.
Yeah.
We don't want to hate on them because, you know, they were amateur.
But they should have some kind of, like, preparation for this.
They could weigh 97 pounds.
Yes. So, I mean, as you're going to learn, this is a local meet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is what you deal with at local meets. You can't hate on them.
True,
those are people that this is literally their first time doing it. So.
Yeah.
And as you get higher up, you keep going, bigger meets, you know, you get better spotters, stuff like that. Actually, they actually start paying them, I think.
Oh,
even if they didn't there, they may have given them, I don't know, I'm not going to get into that. But anyway, second attempt moved as it should. So here it is. I said, load it up, let's do it. 600 pounds to 72 and a half. You know, like, I wasn't as pumped as I was in the gym the day I did 600.
Yeah.
So we can always talk about, you know, I guess I can get into that after the meet.
Yeah.
Gym lifts versus meet day lifts. Everybody knows it's different. if you compete, if you're competitive, the official day is different.
Yep.
But I was pumped. I was. I had a great amount of energy building up into that. But it wasn't as awesome as that day because it was the first time I was hitting 600. It was the first time in the gym that I was hitting 600, first time I was ever doing it. And it was just you guys in there, and you guys were screaming at me. It was so fun. That was awesome. Yesterday, meet day, I knew I was going to do it. I had confidence to do it. And here I am. It, you know, it all started out as it should. I get the handout. It's out here. It's perfect. It's perfect. I go down. I'm squeezing it, gripping it. Fantastic. Pause it. I hear the press command. I go back up, and oh shit! Why is this not moving anymore? I'm like, oh crap! Come on, keep going, and it just doesn't. And I keep, and I'm like really pausing it at this point. I'm like, oh crap! I don't think it's gonna do it. And then I see it going down. Okay, next thing I'm thinking about. Okay, please save me. and they're not. And it keeps going down. Oh come on! Oh crap! And they're still not taking it. Okay, well I guess I'm just gonna go pause it again. And then finally, somebody takes it. It's like, oh,
yeah.
I don't want 600 pounds just landing back on me again. But yeah, so that's how that went. I had it to about here.
I thought you had it.
Yeah, quarter left.
It flew off your chest, yeah. Too.
There could have been some situations that could have been better. Some situations could have been worse. But it is what it is. It was the attempt I had yesterday. I know that I'm going to put some more heavy, crazy training, and I will hit it in my next one, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And damn,
do you want to keep going or
put my phone up there.
Whew.
You can keep talking if you want. It's still just gonna be like a little side. It's still recording.
Yeah, so it was I guess the 584 was still a PR all
yes.
time, right? Yeah.
Yes.
PR.
Yes. So the one I did before that was 265K. 263K is the next best bench I had at 105.
Yep.
And that is 579.8, I'm pretty sure. I don't know about the point, but
point
you know,
something.
Yeah. So that was my best bench PR. Excuse me.
Jesus Christ.
For the people on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, if you don't know, we are drinking beers.
Sponsored.
By Budweiser. Sorry.
Yeah.
Which? I'll keep talking.
Yeah, keep talking.
Yeah, keep talking.
So as I said, main objective for the day was the bench. Deadlift was still a PR because at the Arnold earlier in the year, I had to go for a really big third attempt just to break the world record, and I did something at the time that wasn't planned. It was 705, 320K, and I did not plan to doing 320K. I mean, I pulled it, I got the weight up, but it was in no way a good lift.
Yeah.
So, with some training, I could have probably hit that later on, but fast forward to yesterday, the meet, I don't know, what was it, 307K? 307.5?
Yeah,
307. Yep, 307.5. It wasn't 100% max out, but I don't know. I would say it's like about 96%, 95%.
You definitely have some in the tank. So.
And
yeah,
move well.
There was some more left in there. Squat, my God, that was really easy for me.
The flu.
Yeah, that one. You know, squats are always you're fresh. You have the most energy. You're heading into there. It's your meat. Yesterday was the big thing. Bench. And close on the bench, the 600. I will get it at 105. Mark me to it.
No, yeah.
You know what I found very funny? The way you command them to like lift it off. Like, have you seen that Tootsie Pop commercial with the owl? Where you go, a one, a two, a three. That's exactly
very
how
specific.
Jake sounds. Like,
very specific.
Like Jake, like, so if you guys don't know, like on the
one,
setup.
One, two, up.
Yeah. Like it's literally, it's so funny. I was sitting there and he's just, this guy has 584 pounds. On the bar.
You're so calm.
And he's just sitting there, like, yep, I'm just gonna lay down. He's like, one, two, up.
Well, I'm here. I guess I'll do it. I mean, you loaded it up. I paid the entrance fee. I'm suited, so.
And you know what pissed me off?
What pissed you off, bro?
I asked this guy, so, you work out with a guy like Jake every day, and you're like, you know what? He benches like 600-ish pounds, so I'm gonna ask him some bench questions. Hey, man, how do you feel? Like my bench sucks. I'm asking some bench questions, but hey, man, like, you got any advice for my bench? This dickhead's gonna go, yeah, so what you do is you lay down, right? You get very comfortable.
You feel it. Mm-hmm.
they take it off, they say start, you put it on your chest, and then you press it.
And then you push.
You push as hard as you can.
Push.
Don't forget to push, because if you don't push, it'll just stay on your chest.
You're going to want push.
I was, at some point, I was angry, but it made a lot of sense. But I was like, you know what? I'm going to try that. And it works. It works, people. You know, you just push it.
So, you know, a lot of people ask me about my form. It's different than the other people. You know, like, I don't arch that much.
You don't arch, like, at all.
Really look at it, there is an arch in my back.
I think just because his range of motion sucks.
Anyway, all I could really tell about you, I could really dive into it. If I had to think about it, and you gave me, like, an hour to write down some notes about some really good advice tips.
Yeah.
I could probably get you some good pointers. But overall, really quick, be simple. Do not overcomplicate. You know, if you see some videos online and you're skipping from video to video, what does this guy do? What does this guy do? You know, you see some guy like, you gotta set up back here. And you gotta really do this. It, you know, like, people overcomplicate it. You don't have to. Just do what works for you. Do what's comfortable. And, you know, you'll learn from there. So
that's good advice. Hey, don't overcomplicate it. I guess the next thing we're going to go into is, do you want to talk about the environment?
Oh, me?
Jake. I'm sorry.
I mean, you are the guest. I mean, I could talk about it a bit.
Well, I mean, he brought it up earlier. He was talking about, like, he wants to talk about, like, the environment, like, of our gym.
Yes.
You want to, like, shout out our gym?
Ah, yes.
Got to give a shout out. Okay. Hopefully they see this. They probably won't.
The Pit Jacks Beach.
Jacks Beach.
Hey, dude.
Because I haven't been to any of the other locations. Have you guys?
There's only one more.
I think she's in Miami?
No, there's only one. I think it's somewhere south.
Sunrise.
Yeah, Sunrise, okay.
Where's that? It comes up at, like, on the east and then
south,
sets
west.
On the west?
So, yes.
The sunrise.
Yes. Somewhere. Yeah. You see the sunrise somewhere.
Shut up, Dad.
But that one's, I think that one's more bodybuilding focused.
Yep.
First power.
Yes, thing. So in terms of North Florida gyms, if you want to do powerlifting, this is the place to be. We have one hell of a crew. The lifters in this gym, like, you could just spot out a bunch of huge names that have been there, that are, you know, established and up and coming. You know, walk in there. The
booty.
Equipment. Booty. Anyway. The equipment alone, like, you're just going to have a good day if you want to get in a quick session if you're traveling. But if you actually live here, go bodybuilding, powerlifting, Jacks Beach, Florida, the Pit.
Yeah, even the owner, too. We got to give a shout out to Eric.
Yep, good friend.
Yep.
Eric, the owner, if you've seen this, you probably not seen that. Quick
good
shout
friend.
Out. He's done actually a lot for us, too, especially, like, the lockdown, everything he's done
mm-hmm.
so far, equipment, helping us out.
Mm-hmm.
You really
can sure everyone's safe and secure.
He comes to all the meets, he
mm-hmm.
shouts us out.
And the cool thing is it's also open 24/7. So it's like, if you think about, like, so we have,
it's a big thing for
so
me.
We have our original group. So, like, on Saturdays, you see all the boys. Like, everybody's out there. Like, all the groups are out there, like, at the same time.
Berta.
But Monday through Friday, like, there's like a morning group, a daytime group, and a nighttime group, and there's Jake and Hunter. So like, morning group is like everybody that works in the afternoon, you know, the morning group. The noon group is usually where you'll see me, Garrett, Foodie, Adam. It's usually just us four in there, and a couple bodybuilders. And the afternoon crew, you know, you'll see Adolfo, you'll see, like, everybody that, like, Blake and stuff that come in afternoons. And then it's like 9 p.m., 10 o'clock.
Shit.
That's like us.
Thumbnail.
But,
That's kinda cool. I'll do that shit.
Bro. But then it stop. But then it hits like.
Stop my magic. Go ahead.
Then it hits like 9:30-ish. And then it's literally just Jake and Hunter in the gym. And.
Yeah, that's when shit happens.
Yeah, they're blasting heavy metal. Like, you don't know any words.
Yeah, we'll get
to
that. Go ahead.
Yeah, so it's like, so at their time, it's like, okay, whatever. It's just like those two lifting. And then on Saturdays, from probably from 11 a.m. to as late as 6 p.m.
The boys.
It's just all the boys. It's like a full-on class.
It's a long-ass
day.
People don't realize how long that shit is.
Yeah, like, people
it's
put,
a
like,
meet day.
It's a meet day. Saturday's a meet days.
Yeah, people pull up. I mean, Jake walks in with his bar on his shoulder, sunglasses on. But he said he was going to be there at 10 o'clock, shows up at 1:30.
We operate on ish times.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, I'll be there around 10-ish. 1:45 walks in. He walks in with sunglasses on.
Hey, how are you? I had some traffic. Had to tie my shoes.
Pizza bagels took a little long.
Pizza bagels, they were hot.
But yeah, man. So, like, the environment we have is just phenomenal.
Yeah.
Let's get into our turn.
We did that last time, too. We kind of shouted out. I don't know if you guys ever saw it. We shouted out, like, at all Avengers.
Yeah.
Did you name everybody?
Basically everybody.
Did you name me?
Not me.
We didn't name you.
We named like 10 people, and like everybody else was included in that.
Yeah.
Is this the fifth video in the podcast?
Fourth or fifth?
This is the fourth.
Now, what do you put these on? YouTube?
YouTube, Apple, Spotify? And Spotify.
Yeah.
I don't have Spotify. I could go on YouTube.
You're on YouTube.
Apple, and do I purchase it?
No, it's not free. Really, podcast.
You download Apple Podcasts.
Get out of here.
Free.
Yeah. Apple Podcast free,
you
type in Sunday Sit Down, and you'll see a cute picture of me and Garrett looking very
sexy. Because I have
sexy.
About a 25-minute drive to work.
You can listen
I
to
use
me.
Apple.
You can listen
so,
to you
yeah.
can listen to yourself talk.
Yeah. Oh my
like
god!
A celebrity.
Oh my god! I have work tomorrow. I can hear myself in a few hours.
Yeah.
All right.
But yeah, so yeah, we just have a great environment, and like
people don't understand. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, like, it's just great. Like even like, dude. I mean, if you saw our meet yesterday. 90% of the people in there were the Pit people. Like you see, like the whole like the Staria squad was all there.
We took up half the world.
Like yeah, like literally, like nobody was in the spectator area. Like you could have sworn like the Pit was just doing like a normal lift.
I think that's very rare to get, bro. You don't get that many gyms that you got. Like I know the Flex had a few people, but like it's very few. Like,
yeah,
you really don't get that kind of environment every year.
So. what I can talk about next?
Yeah, go ahead, bro. What are you talking about? Your podcast.
Alternative
story.
Oh, yeah, we can do the alternative story.
Speaking of night crew.
Yeah, the night crew.
Oh, here we go.
Okay, well, hold on.
Okay.
I'm trying to burp. Wait, can't do it. Anyway, night crew at the gym. Hunter gets in before me, and we like to play some hardcore heavy music. And. There's a new crew that comes in.
There's a crew.
There it was. we're not gonna name names, but they're a new crew.
We don't know their names. That's all right.
Hunter, check them on the camera.
Are they bodybuilders? Oh Jesus! You give some hints. Don't say
no.
Names.
We're not gonna throw shots at bodybuilders and stuff.
No,
we're not doing that.
That's not what I did. We were talking about.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, because you're not there. They're the night.
Contact
they're
yeah.
the night. I got to see ya.
And break.
It's alright.
Yell me.
Oh my
god.
Onions.
I can taste it on my tongue.
I'm not thinking about the tongue.
It feels kind of fucked up. Alright.
Tip of the top of the teeth away.
Alright.
Anyway.
Oh,
are you serious?
I can't reenact that. That was genuine. I'm not doing it again.
We have it on video.
We don't have, it was, all it was just an alternative story. We don't have to do that. Okay, so.
You can just go straight into the next topic.
Alright, so.
We're in a bathing suit.
Next topic we're going to talk about. What are y'all's goals in the future? What are y'all planning for? Next big things. Jake first.
600 bench.
Nice.
Is that
yeah, because I just missed it.
Very good.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot more, but yeah, you can go ahead and then I'll head back.
Brandon, tell me, what are you going to do?
Okay, so for me, I mean, it's pretty open right now. I mean, my first USAPL meet went pretty well, if I say so myself.
Yeah.
So going off that, I mean, I don't know how everything with like coronavirus and stuff is gonna go on next year. So I mean, everything is somewhat normal. Hopefully, I get the opportunity to compete at the Arnold if I qualify for it.
You don't know how that's happening.
We don't know what's happening. So we'll see what's happening. But like, next thing for me is just. Honestly, I just want to do a big meet. I want because like Jake talks about like all the crowds and like all the competition. I want to be part of that. So it's like, I want to do something like the Arnold or like
it's a different energy.
Or, like Raw Nationals. I want to be at a place where
you know your deadlifts yesterday. How much energy you had? Oh my god!
I'm excited for that. You see, because I've only done so. This is my second meet. My first meet was at APF meet in Daytona, which was another local meet. It was very small.
It's nothing like anything you've ever done before.
And I haven't been on a big platform since, I'd say, probably, high school state championships.
No.
And it's like I want to be, like, all right, it's just me on the platform. Everybody's looking at me. Lights are shining.
Man.
And I'm dark as shit. So I'm looking forward to the good lighting. I see pictures at the Arnold and stuff, and the lighting's phenomenal.
Yeah. The Arnold and USAPL Nationals, insane. Yeah, absolutely insane. It's like the Super Bowl. It's you feel damn, amazing. Man.
And I want to be part of that. I mean, I think I put myself in a very good position to be known. So, like, I mean, I haven't done a lot, but, like, people, like, I'm starting to get some talking going.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that's good enough for me to be able to do these type of meets and actually get out there and be up there in the talk with the Jake Amendolas or the Aston Ruskas or even, like, the new guy, Cayman Battle, came out of nowhere.
Miami, right?
Yeah, yeah. He's from where I'm from. I mean, I didn't hear about him when I was at home, but dude came out of nowhere. And he's up there. So it's like, I want to be that guy who comes out of nowhere and is just like, who is this guy?
Mm-hmm.
And just being the new junior out there that's just taking over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's the next thing for me is just to keep going on. Don't know when my next meet will be. 2021, whatever happens, happens. I've talked to Garrett about this. If the Arnold doesn't happen or if the Arnold's different, I might do another meet. Because if you don't know, I'm going up in a weight class because I am 6'2".
And 14-inch feet.
And I'm going down.
Yeah. And when I look at people in my weight class, it's not really my height. I'm 6'2". Yeah. I've been eating at a 2,000 calorie. Like, I mean, 2,000 calories for the past, like, 3 months just trying to maintain 238. So it's like the one time I did eat 3,500 calories, I went from 228 to 247 in, like, 2 weeks. So I'm like, yeah, okay, well, this is what my body needs.
It'll be easy for
yeah,
you.
So,
know, deadlifts are going to fly. That squat is going
to
fly.
Yeah, so I'm trying to stay at like 255 so I can actually bench something.
Your actual weight class is the next one up.
You're making so much progress even in a caloric deficit. So imagine like when you're actually like full and like
yeah, I actually want to feel myself because I mean when I play baseball, I mean our timing because think about being like a D1 athlete. You wake up, you have 6 a.m. running, and then you have class from 8 to noonish. You have lift from 12:15 to 1:30. You have meeting at 2:30. Practice from 3 to 7. And then it's like, okay, well, throughout that whole entire time, when did you eat? I mean, I would get like a little snack after lift before the meeting. And then after the meeting, I mean, and after practice, it's 7 o'clock. The calf is closed. So I grab a Little Caesars pizza. And I've been eating at a deficit ever since I've been in college. I've never given my body the opportunity to actually use the nutrients and actually like do it. So I want to see what I could do if I could actually...
Deficit.
Yeah, I've been eating at a deficit since I was probably 18 years old.
Deficit in powerlifting. You only do those with deadlifts, that's it.
Yeah, so...
Is that a cool gym?
Yeah, that was a good
one.
So I just want to get to the point where I could feel my body, give my body what it needs, and just let it do what it does. Because, I mean...
Do what it do.
Yeah.
Do what it do, dude.
So that's my next thing.
What number are you thinking?
What number am I thinking?
Yeah, you got some numbers in mind?
So, if the Arnold does happen and it is in June, if that's what's going...
June, July, I don't know.
If it's around that time, the numbers I want to hit is a 700-plus squat. Bench, I want to get 400, dude. I got to
get 400.
I got to hit that 400 mark some point.
We were close. That guy didn't... whoever did.
Yeah,
we didn't butcher the first...
I mean, especially if I move up a weight class. If I'm a 120 kg guy, I'm benching 330. That's kind of soft.
Yeah.
So, I want to bench at least 402... More and deadlift 100%. I want to break 800. I want 804 out because I got 782 and I weighed in at 228, well, basically 228 pounds. So it's like I think if I'm walking around at 255, 260, I should be able to pull that off.
Yeah, I think so. And I know Jake wants the 600 bench.
Yes,
any other squat and deadlift numbers you want?
Oh, yeah, so I could tell you exactly the bench. I mean, not exactly. Spot on number, but it's going to be over 600.
Yeah.
The other ones, I am not going to tell you.
Don't tell me. That's fine.
They're a surprise.
We have some strict competition that may plan that out. Yeah. But it's going to be over 2K, and it's going to be some serious, serious competition going on there.
Oh,
so,
hell yeah.
So if the Arnold happens and the names show up, it's going to be fun.
Nice.
Tune in.
At 105. I'm going back to 105.
And I'll be up at 120.
Back to 105.
He's going back to 105, and I'll be going up to 120.
All right, before we head out of here, Jake, do you have any closing remarks for the audience you want to say?
Spotify.
If you guys don't know on Spotify, he's chugging his last beer right now.
That's not
how many of these did you have?
And Apple Podcasts.
At least six, right?
I don't know.
We should have made that one.
That's not on?
That's on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, Spotify. I just chugged a beer.
What about Apple Music?
In Apple Podcast, he just chugged a beer.
Apple? Yeah, that's the one I'm probably listening to tomorrow.
Yeah.
So, yes, closing remarks. Yeah, it was a great day yesterday. The weather was good. The
weather was actually really
good. Yeah, the weather was good. The weather was good. For a CrossFit gym, you know, there's no AC. The fans are on. It was a great time. We had some good friends. I ate well. He probably didn't before. You know, the lifting was good. Yeah. So it was a good day.
Yeah. I had air before the meet.
Mm. You had sleep.
I felt like a fish. Like, have you seen the episode of SpongeBob where he's like photosynthesis. I felt like that. So, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Jake, we appreciate you coming on to the episode. We might have you back in the future. Might have somebody else.
I'll be here next Sunday and the one after and the next one.
I guess I'll be here every day. I'm cool. So, yeah.
I live like 6 miles from you, so.
He'll be here, might be on, might not, might be a new co-host, or might just be in the corner drinking beers.
And Hunter, we appreciate you. We can't see him behind the camera, too, doing his thing.
Yeah, big shout out to Hunter because I was doing a lot of the sound stuff, and I'm not very tech savvy.
Yeah.
So that's why I was getting up kind of late and all that type of stuff. So my boy Hunter's back there.
Alt-delete.
Hell yeah. Anything else?
Hell yeah.
All right. Sunday, sit down. We are out.
If you guys, wait. For the people on YouTube, if you guys like this episode, like, comment, subscribe. Hit the little bell at the bottom. Hit the little thumbs up. And now we're signing out.